Hello, this one.
Hi, this is George calling from Local Splash. Hi, Juan. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. What'd you say your name is?
This is the choice of Local Splash. By the way, I'm your new account manager, and I'm just reaching out today to introduce myself and provide you with an update as well on your account's progress. Is this the best time to talk?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Hold on. Give me one sec.
Right. Okay, sure.
What did you say your name was again? I'm sorry.
My name is Joyce.
Joyce?
Joyce, yeah. J-O-I-C-E, Joyce.
Oh, okay. Joyce?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Nice to meet you, Joyce. What happened to Mary?
Unfortunately, Mary, she already resigned, so I took over this account. Okay, yeah. So moving forward, I'll be your point of contact, okay, making sure that you are, you are kept informed and supported every step of the way, okay. And, I would love to provide you as well, quick update of the account, okay, on where things stand right now and what's next, okay, for your campaign.
Sounds good.
Okay. So, I was looking over the latest numbers, and your rankings are looking really strong. You're basically ranking first on all of the locations that we're targeting. Okay. And on the ads side, your Google ads are hitting a nearly 10% click rate. Okay, which is massive. Usually, we only see like 3 to 5%. It means that, people seeing the ads are exactly who we want, okay, or they're our target people. Facebook also got your name in front of 3,100 plus local people. This data is only from 30 days ago, okay? So, overall, the momentum, okay, is great. We're going to keep pushing on the other location, okay, to get into the top five in the first stage on Google, okay. And what we will be needing from you next one is photos. Yeah, we wanted fresh photos for
more
each
photos?
Content. Yeah, more photos of your actual work. Yeah, if you have new photos previously.
I just posted some too.
In a Google profile?
On
Facebook?
No, on Facebook, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we will get some of the photos there.
I can post them to the dashboard if you want me to.
Oh, sure. Yes, please.
Jobs. I got a flooring job on there that I refinished. It's a stain.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and add those on there.
Okay, yeah, we really appreciate that one. Yeah, so we can make sure we have those photos added as well on the other listings. Yeah, not just the Facebook, not just on the Google, but the other listings. Okay, and also, you have great number of reviews, okay? And if you have happy customers lately, okay, you can continue to send them review requests, okay? Having good number of reviews on Google, okay, would really help with making sure.
I think I'm number one on that as well too.
Yes. So
Google rating is higher than anybody else's around me right now.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah. But in some other areas, we have seen some businesses, okay, that has more than like 50 reviews, okay. But still continue to gather reviews, okay.
I just got one yesterday, and then I got one today.
Oh, awesome. Okay, awesome. And did you utilize the request review tool, which is available in your Local Splash dashboard?
No, I did not. I usually just search it in my messages. I just put review. It pops up. I just copy and paste the link and I send it over to them like that.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah.
Other way, it looks a lot nicer. I know. I've used it before and it sends them, a little message and everything.
Yes.
And I do like the way it does send it like that and it's a lot better. I'm just an old creature of habit. Like I just, it's a bad habit I need to break.
Okay. Well, the good thing with that request review feature on the dashboard is you can create template. Okay. Yeah, you can customize your message. Okay. And yeah, you can go check it out if you have the local Splash app installed on your mobile.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, there is like a QR code as well available for you, you know, just in case you, you know, you wanted them to just scan on it. Yeah.
I have that as well too. I have that. I copy and paste that as well too.
Awesome. Yeah, and there is
I've just usually been using the link, the direct link that takes them straight to my page.
Well, that's good as well. Okay. And also, yeah, there is automated replies feature available. So this is for like when someone, you know, gives you a review, you know, you wanted someone, you know,
nice.
The AI will help, you know, respond to the reviews. So yeah, it will help improve the, you know, the activity in your Google profile. Yeah. So you don't have to go through each review and reply. So you can just enable that one and AI will take care of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I think I usually respond to almost all of them. The only ones I haven't responded to are the two new ones, but they're not even on the dashboard yet.
Yes, yes. It will actually take 24 hours for the new review to reflect.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it'll be pop up this week then.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'll respond to them that way. That way it doesn't keep sounding the same.
Okay.
Over and over.
Yeah, it's good, you know. It's good when everything is customized, you know. Okay.
Awesome. Okay. So I still be getting calls from like other marketing companies and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and they keep telling me that that I should have more keywords, I guess, for my SEO.
Okay, as for the keywords, one, we actually have a lot of keywords assigned. So if you
because when he showed me, hold on, I'm gonna send you guys something what he sent me.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah, when I saw the call coming in, I was inside the store and I couldn't answer the first time. So I'm very happy that you called me again. Thank you so much because I did kind of want to talk to you guys.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Salamat po, right? As I say, salamat.
Salamat. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You knew that I'm Filipino.
Yeah, of course I do.
Okay. I'm surprised you know about that word salamat po.
Yeah. Just a couple little keywords.
Oh, okay.
My fiance, she's Filipino and Mexican.
Oh, I see.
So I eat a lot of pancet and lechon and
yes, lechon is the best.
Adobo, yep.
Oh, adobo, yeah, it's one of the best.
Yeah, yeah, I love that. That's good. I'm Cuban and Puerto Rican, so it was perfect. I was like, oh yeah, I love it.
It's good. Does she cook for you like every day?
Yeah. Awesome. Well, we live in two different towns, so no, not every day. When she's here, yes. Or when I'm over there, yes. There's food all the time.
I hope she also cooks you lumpia.
Lumpia? Oh yeah. Oh, lumpia. Definitely.
Yeah,
I've definitely had lumpia. We actually just got a new restaurant here in town called Lumpia House.
Oh wow! How about like lechon belly? Like, have you tried that one? It's the like a cut part of the like pig. It's something that you can like just put in the oven and Like smaller versions of Amazon, maybe like.
I don't think I have. I might have to ask him about that.
Yeah, you can try ask her. Lips and belly. It's actually easier to cook. Yeah, if you have, you know, like oven at home, you can cook it. But it takes like, I think, 4 hours for it to.
Oh wow!
Yes.
Belly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I've had it. Yes, I've had it.
Okay.
The pork belly.
Pork belly. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's good.
Yep. Yeah, I definitely had it, and it is good, really good.
That's nice.
Okay, here it goes right here. So how should I send this to you? Just text it to the.
Yeah, you can text it to 877 number.
Okay. All right here. It's starting to rain. I just texted it to you.
Okay. Awesome. Let me check.
And so the one of them says that I only have 22 keywords in there. And he's saying that they're all saying that I should have like over 100 or something. Lot more than that.
Yeah, actually, when it comes to keywords, there is no limit to how many keywords that, you know, you could put in to the Google. But we do recommend that we limit the number of keywords. Yeah, that's because this is like not in order to this is just to make sure, okay, that every keywords are highlighted, because if there are too many keywords, then yeah, you won't be able to take care if there's a lot, right? So.
Gotcha. So it'll kind of put me down at the bottom of the list if I do that.
Yes. So.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. I think you guys have explained this to me before. I talked to the Google person or whoever.
Yes.
When I increased the budget on those things. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is what they're sending me and telling me that I should have way more clicks, that they can guarantee me, you know, 1,000 more clicks a month.
Oh, wow. Well, so they have this kind of, okay.
Well, I told them, well, show me somebody that you've gotten 1,000 clicks for, and I want to talk to them. I want to hear a testimony. And I'm happy. So I love my Locals Plus. I love you guys. You guys are great.
Thank you so much for doing business with us, Juan. So, yeah, I see the screenshot here, and I think he's just basing the results, though. See, salespensandrepairs.com. I think they're talking about the website. Yeah, because there is no way that they can, you know, get information about your Google Business listing. Unless if they are, you know, if they have direct access to the, you know, Google dashboard. So I think it's just a way for them to, you know, to make you sign up with them because, you would think that, oh, they have this kind of tool that can help analyze the data and, you know, help with, you know, what are the things needs to improve, but yeah, there is actually no telling. I don't think there is such tool, or what do you call this, the external tool that can help with the analysis. Okay. So yeah, if you have access, direct access to the Google dashboard, then yeah, you can compare the data, but if you just rely on
it, I think I do. Let me see. Where we at? There we go. Sheet business profile.
And that's what they said, that there are only the 22 keywords.
Yeah. Yeah, but you see, I caught him up in a lie too, because he was telling me that he was like, man, only these many people touched your page, You know, and he was like, and it should be this many. But but I ended up going to my page, and I was like, and I pulled up my stuff, and I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, because in December, or in January, I had like 30 something, and like the number kept going up, and I was like, and it's my down season, so for my numbers to still be going up, and it's my down season, that means something's working.
Mm-hmm.
And they always just want to claim that they could do better.
Oh, well, that's what competitors do, though. Mm-hmm.
Yep, and I just gather information, and I try to, you know what I mean, get educated as much as I can. That way, if I do see anything, or they do show me something, then I could just share that with you guys, and then you guys have always taken care of anything that I've asked, and I think we got a very good relationship here, and
yes.
that's why it's booming the way it's booming, because it's moving.
Yes, Juan. Yeah, we're the account managers, you know, is the one actually responsible in checking things here, okay, and yeah, we have our back office team that does the work for us, okay, so I'm really confident, okay, of the work that we do here, because we have seen, you know, especially our new clients, which has got started with the online campaign or the SEO campaign, and we have seen how their business, you know, have grown. So
nice.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yes.
I like it a lot. Just before you let me go, the only thing I want to say is if you can just before the last thing me and Mary were working on was the I know that the team was working on like some type of CRM system, AI tool with the dashboard and all that type of stuff, integrating with the calendar, kind of like a Jobber kind of thing. And it wasn't quite ready yet. They told me to go ahead and sign up with Jobber if I really needed that type of service, because they weren't ready yet.
Okay. Are we talking about like the scheduling, like on the website or on the dashboard?
I think it was not in the dashboard. The way it made it sound was like it's like a CRM system, kind of like Jobber. Jobber, I could do invoicing, I could do scheduling, I could do all that type of CRM system stuff, services. And I was told that that's in the works. And it kind of is in the works on the dashboard. It's just not, it's not all the way ironed out. It's not perfect yet. You guys are still working on it.
Because
some features on the dashboard.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much for bringing that to my attention. I will track your previous conversation about that. Okay, with Mary, and I will follow up with our team. Okay.
What's the status
on that request? Okay. Yeah. Because they're actually working. You know, they continue to work on how like they can improve the dashboard. Yeah, you can see that, you know, there's been some changes lately, right? So, yeah, they're continuing to improve it to make sure that, you know, you can fully utilize everything. Okay.
And then Saturday, I did receive, and it's still coming from Facebook, but it's leads or whatever, it's out of state. I haven't got one out of state for a while. But I also don't get a lot of Facebook ones.
Oh, okay.
I only get them usually during a certain part of the month. And then I guess once the money runs out for the budget or whatever, then I don't see any more or whatever. I don't know. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 'cause all of a sudden I just get a bunch and then all of a sudden I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was one on Saturday. That was for Lisa Massey. It was all the way in Eldridge, Iowa.
Okay, 20.
And that's a whole other state. And we've had this happen before, but I just don't want to be targeting these people that are all the way over there. If you know what I mean.
Yes. All right. Yeah, I'll review this with our Facebook team. To make sure that we stay in the area that we're targeting, okay?
Yeah. I don't know if it's the AI tool, whatever that's mm-hmm. picking like, you know, bigger cities or something like that to try to target or what. But I know you guys have made some changes already.
Okay.
We've already kind of been working on this already. Mm-hmm. I mean, Level Splash. So, and I believe the guy even called me too one time. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Exactly, but I think he did call me or something like that. He told me he was gonna make some changes or whatever.
Yeah, I see that you spoke with Kyle. Yeah, he's one of our Facebook.
Yeah,
representative here. He's the one ensuring everything runs smoothly.
Yep. So it's not as much as I was getting before. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. But I'm definitely not. But I'm still getting them, you know what I mean? Getting one here or there. And I feel like I increased the budget on Facebook.
Yes.
But yeah, I feel like I'm still getting the same amount of leads.
Yeah.
Am I still getting,
the
I have to look.
From 100 to 200, yeah.
I went from 100 to 200?
Yes, that's right. And also,
And how much do people usually spend that show really good results? Do you know?
That I'll have to check with Kyle one, since he's more like familiar about the Facebook. Yeah. And also regarding the targeting radius, I see here that they have already narrowed the targeting radius. So I'll check with him.
I don't know why I'm getting a mm-hmm. a lead from Eldridge, you know what I mean?
Okay. Oh.
That was Saturday, like I said. Mm-hmm. And then I actually got one from, oh no, that was the website, which is fine. It's okay. Saturday, it was for Lisa Massey, Eldridge, Iowa, I believe. Or Louisiana, I don't know. But it was definitely another state.
Okay.
So, yeah, just let me know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, I'll have him review the campaign first, and I would love to schedule you a call with him as well, okay, so he can, you know, suggest, about the budget, okay, if you decide you want to increase the budget for Facebook, on how much budget would be the best, okay, to get more results. Let me see his calendar here. Are you available tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yes.
Okay, at your time zone, central time zone, right?
Yep.
Okay. Is afternoon okay with you? Like 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Pacific or...
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
2 p.m. Pacific. Or 4 p.m. your time.
Yeah, that'll work. 4 p.m.
Okay.
is good. Yeah, 4 p.m. is good.
Okay, yeah, if you'd like to look at 5 p.m., we can do that as well. 5 p.m.
Let's do 5 p.m. 5 p.m. will be fine. 5 p.m.
Okay.
is better, yes.
Okay, yeah, because... Yeah, you may be busy, you know, during your working hours. So, yeah, so 5 p.m. Okay.
Yep, and then the pictures that I'm going to post, that I'm going to upload to the dashboard, there is some landscaping job in there, like some pavers and stuff like that. And then there's also, like, I refinished a flooring job. So if we could just make sure that those are separated from the fencing.
Okay.
You guys been doing great on making sure that they were in the right categories and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right.
But that's all for me.
Okay. Yeah, let me send you...
You ready for a great year?
Yes, I am. Okay, so I'm sending you your appointment invitation now.
Okay.
Okay. So that's going to be tomorrow, okay, 3 p.m. Pacific or 5 p.m. Central time zone.
Okay. That'll work.
All right. So, yeah, that is all I wanted to discuss with you, Juan. Okay, I'll continue to check on the account here. If there's anything that I need to discuss with you, I will definitely give you a call.
Okay, I definitely appreciate it. It was a pleasure meeting you. I'm super excited to have you as my account manager, and I appreciate the call and getting to know you. Thank you. Hello?
Hello, what?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, I'm not sure what happened. okay, so yeah, it's nice to meet you as well. And yeah, if there's anything that you know, I need to discuss with you, we'll let you know. And if you have any questions, just feel free to reach out as well.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome, Juan. Thank you again for your time. You have a good one, and bye bye for now.
All right, bye bye.
All right, bye bye.